Third down and a long four for Navarro now at the Panthers' 41-yard line. First play of the second quarter, 7-0 Wimberley. And back to throw is Cowan. He throws it over the middle and it's caught. Nope, and then dropped at midfield, incomplete. So another fourth down will be faced by Navarro.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see here at midfield if they opt to punt or go for it.
Looks like they're going to punt. A lot of personnel coming on, a lot of them going off. So, yeah, they're going to punt the football. Hey, remember, if you're out there listening to us now, WimberleyRadio.com, you've got a direct line to our press box here. Drop us a line at booth@WimberleyRadio.com. How about that? Text us.
Met some nice listeners last week from southern Utah, Mike.
How about that? We go all the way up there.
All the way up there.
Well, we're worldwide. There's no question about that. Here's the punt now. Navarro is going to kick it high, straight down the middle of the field. Bert Schell has it. He's got some running room. He's going to turn left, and he is tripped up soon after catching the ball, though, and a flag comes flying in as he falls to the ground at the 33-yard line. That's where they're going to spot it as they review this penalty.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be either a block in the back or maybe a low block, chop block there by the Texans. We'll see what the call is.
So at any rate, if you want to critique our job, holding. Yeah, it's going to be a holding call against Wimberley. If you want to critique us at booth@WimberleyRadio.com, send it to us now. And if it's negative toward me, we won't share it on the air. But if it's a criticism of Randy, we'll go ahead and talk about it.
Hey, we do have one fan, and that's my mom, so I know.
All right. I got to be nice to you. Yeah.
That's right.
How about that?
Like the bottom of the third, series is tied.
2-2, bottom of the third, Texas and the Cardinals of St. Louis. First down and 10 now, 22-yard line. Rolling left is Lambert. Looking left, throws it back over the middle. It's caught by Holloman out to the 34-yard line. That'll be a first down, a pickup of 12.
Yeah, Holloman that time came from the slot receiver side, went downfield about 15 yards, turned around and came back. His coverage continued to go with him, so he was wide open there to catch that pass.
Nice throw, too. That's not easy to roll left and throw back right, and Lambert put it right on the money.
And again, good protection that time by the offensive front for the Texans.
First and 10 for Wimberley, leading it 7-0, 11 and a half minutes left to play in the third period. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you. Here's the turn and the give to Trinity. Wilson's got some running room, but caught. It looked like he was going to break free, but he was caught in that secondary right before he was able to break loose.
L.J. Anderson had him by the left arm, or L.J. Anderson's left arm stuck out, and boy, if he would have got past that, he would have had some room to ramble here down the left side.
Pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5. Well, I give him 4. Second down and 6. Some of our young Wimberley students down on the sidelines shirtless and painted with numbers on their back, bouncing up and down. They're a little cold right now. Here's Lambert rolling right. And he's going to look deep over the middle. Spins it out to Holloman. Caught down near the 20-yard line is Davis Holloman. What a throw and what a catch. Yeah. Pick up a 40.
Holloman that time on a streak down the right side and a perfectly thrown ball. Uh-oh.
And a flag is going to bring it all back.
Oh,
holding,
wow.
Holding against Wimberley. And we're on the Wimberley sideline, Randy. And I don't think they agree with the call.
Different vantage point up here. That was a perfectly thrown ball that time by Lambert. I mean, it hit him right in the outstretched hands as he was going down the field.
And he just kind of flicked it. Yeah. I was surprised to see it go that far down the field. He was on the run. He threw it on the run and just aired it out there. And you're right, that was a perfectly thrown football, but all for naught. They're going to mark it off now, and they'll spot it now at the 29-yard line, and in essence, that's basically your 50-yard penalty there because they would have had it at the 20-yard line of Navarro.
Yeah, that's the second penalty that's really hurt them, the roughing the punter earlier, now that one.
Second down and 16 now for the Texans. Lambert in the shotgun. He's going to roll right, looking right. Now looking back left, he's going to set up the screen. He's got all kinds of running room. 35-40 is Trinity Wilson. 50 inside Navarro territory. And down to the 43-yard line is Trinity Wilson.
Nice screen that time. Brad Rodriguez, after he got set up out there, absolutely leveled one of the players for the Panthers on that screen for the downfield block. Nicely done.
Yeah, he pancaked him. All you could see was the poor kid's feet and his hands up in the middle of the air. That was a pickup of 27. They spot it at the Navarro 43-yard line, first and 10. 10 minutes, 5 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Wimberly on the move now after that screen pass. I formation. Pitch right to Trinity Wilson. Running right is Trinity, and he gets outside. Turns it upfield. He gets the 40 and down inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line for a pickup of 5 is Trinity Wilson.
Well, he ran a long way there to the right side trying to find that corner. Cut it up. Tough yards there. He ran a long way. Nice gain on the play.
Yes.
Plain old sweep around the right side.
Yeah, nothing fancy, just the sweep. And seems like every week, Randy, they hit on that little screen pass to Trinity Wilson for something big. They really execute that play well.
It was. You know, it perfectly set up that time. They had twin receivers over on that side, and they had a single receiver on this side, and he ran him down the field and opened up that pocket for the screen.
Here's Lambert down, second down and 5. Shotgun again. He'll turn and give it to Wilson, but flags on the play before the play got off the ground. Well, another thing on that screen pass, Randy, is Lambert does a great job of selling that thing. He kind of rolls it out to the right. Illegal procedure against Wimberly is the call, so they'll back it up 5.
Oh, yeah, he did an excellent job. He rolls way out to the right. Two receivers over on that side are going down the field, and he's looking in that direction until the last minute.
Yeah,
very well done.
So it'll be second down and 8 now for the Texans, and you get a feeling that Weldon Nelms will write down penalties in his to-do list and on topics to speak to his team about this next week already in this first half.
I believe they might not wait till next week.
Here's Lambert. Blitz! They're coming with a house, and he's going to just throw this one away out on the left sideline. I mean, they came with everybody on the blitz that time.
That's right. They could have got a pass off. I believe there was only 3 people for the Panthers back deep to try to defend something, but boy, they did. They brought everybody hard.
Well, the math just doesn't work. I mean, when you blitz 6 and you only have 3 blockers on that side of the line of scrimmage, the result is your quarterback running for his life. He did a great job getting rid of that thing.
Yeah, it looks like they brought the corners that time unblocked, and he was scrambling for his life. He did a good job getting rid of it.
Third down and 8 now. Big play for Wimberly with 8:53 remaining in this first half. Lambert's going to roll left. Look left. Throws it out, and it's caught. Caught by Holloman on the left sideline. He's got the first down and more. Steps out of bounds at the 24-yard line with a first down is Davis Holloman, a pickup of 16 yards.
Man, I'm not for sure where the Panther breakdown and coverage happened there, but he was wide open standing here on the sideline. There wasn't a Panther anywhere near him.
And you know, Randy, you're right. We were talking about losing Brennan Blakemore with an injury before this game, but you're right, the Texans are so deep. A guy like Davis Holloman might be the third best receiver on this team. He's outstanding, man.
Absolutely. He's a big target, too.
So first down and 10 from the 23. Here's Dennis Smith running left. A lot of running room to the 20. Inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line is Dennis Smith.
When he gets the ball, you just can't help but think that he is only 1 or 2 broken tackles away from going all the way. He runs with so much power and authority. Young man for the Panthers was doing all he could to hang on to him there and bring him down.
Yeah, you're right. He's big and fast. And I noticed it out of the corner of my eyes, I guess you could say. We're on the Wimberly side of the field, and he got the ball. And when he got outside, I noticed a lot of people standing up. And you know that a player is a difference maker if, when he gets the ball, he causes the fans to stand. I mean, that's a pretty good sign as far as I'm concerned.
I believe everybody's rooting for that young man to come back and have a successful rest of the season.
Second down and 2 at the 16. This looks like a broken play, and now Lambert's just going to take it himself. I think he lost a yard. That was a ugly-looking deal. I don't know. Yeah, there's a flag on this side. I think somebody might have jumped off sides on Navarro.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if they were trying to shift over there to do something different or if they actually jumped forward, but it was over there on the left side of the offensive line anyway.
There was movement, and it's going to be an offsides call against Navarro. So our eagle eyes able to perceive that penalty. That'll give Wimberly a first down now. They'll put this right at the 10-yard line, so it'll be first and goal now for Wimberly. Texans trying to stretch this lead. It's 7-0, 8:05 remaining in the second quarter. Lambert now is in the shotgun. He has Colby Kelly to his right, Trinity Wilson to his left. Shotgun formation, first and goal at the 10. He's going to turn and give it to Kelly. Left tackle, 5, touchdown. Colby Kelly broke one tackle, Randy, and got in the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, that time Lambert was lined up with Wilson on the left, Kelly on the right, and it was just a handoff to Kelly going to the left, behind the left tackle, and he was barely touched, waltzed right into the end zone. Beautifully done.
So 7:45 remaining in the second quarter. It's 13-0, Wimberley, pending this Tano Avila extra point try. Soccer-style kicker, right-footed, boots it up there, and it's up and good. And again, with 7:45 remaining, Wimberley leads it by a score of 14-0. Colby Kelly gets in the end zone, and his mother Tammy will certainly be happy about that. She takes photographs down there on the sideline, says she listens to us, so we'll have to throw a shout out. Can we do shout outs? Do they let us do that?
You can do anything you want as long as you're wearing the mic, Mike.
That's right.
Bottom of the third now, Mike. St. Louis is on top of the Rangers, 3-2.
Don't give me any more. Give it to me, but just I'm not happy about that.
You and I both.
Don't get me started about last night. Our game, of course, is brought to you tonight on WimberleyRadio.com by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, Conley Car Wash, or, as you called it last week, Conley Car Wash. You called it Conley Car Wash, Randy. Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens & Malone, LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horseman Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, and DeMaster Daniels.
If by chance my wife is listening right now, she is laughing hysterically.
Oh, she is?
That you corrected me, too.
Did she correct you on that very same thing?
Just last week.
No way. I'm sorry, Randy. The last thing I want to do is get you in the doghouse yet again with your wife.
Making me feel like I'm at home.
And we didn't even talk about that. I just brought that up randomly. Here's the kickoff. Avila is going to kick it. It's going to be taken down at the 8-yard line. And running right is the return man, 15. Ball comes loose. Scramble for it. A pile of players at about the 18-yard line. Let's see who comes out with it. It looks like Navarro football. Yeah.
Wow. Colby Kelly laid a vicious hit on the return man that time for the Panthers that caused that ball to just fly out of his arms.
Yeah, it popped. It ejected that football right out of his arms, didn't it?
Good choice of words there.
Ball at the 18-yard line. First down and 10 for Navarro now. 7:37 remaining in this first half.
You know, looking down here in the stands, you can see we're well-traveled again this week.
Boy, no doubt. Stands are chock full of people over here on this side. And I have no idea where the football is. There it is right up the middle. And that looks like Slyer again on the carry. He picks up about 5 or 6 yards. So it'll be second down and 4.
Yeah, and again, it's hard to see. He lines up close there on the right side as the right tailback. And as a quarterback gets the ball, he spins that away. And, of course, there's other running backs and the wingback are going in different directions. And it's really hard to see against those purple jerseys who has the ball. Nice pickup that time by Schleyer.
Yeah, that was a pickup. They're going to measure it. He ended, I don't know why I said 5 or 6 yards. It was eight or nine yards, I thought. But I guess he was able to stretch it out even further. And they're going to measure this, and he may have gotten the first down. Nope, it looks like he's a tad short. It'll be second down and about 4 inches for the first down. Nice run there by Slyer, however. 5 carries, 32 yards for Slyer. Navarro hasn't been able to dominate this time of possession as they would like, Randy. In fact, Wimberley has kind of out-Navarro'd Navarro tonight.
That's right. On the ball control, they certainly have.
Here's Slyer right up the middle. Off tackle. Beyond the 30-yard line, that's going to be a first down.
Yeah, nice defensive front there, or nice effort there by the defensive front for the Texans. He did get the first down, but they certainly limited him just a couple yards. There's four Texans around him to make the tackle.
Ball will be at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for Navarro there. Panthers own 30-yard line. Clock is running at 7:12 left to play in the first half. Cowan now the quarterback. Slyer behind him. And he's going to pass it. Throws it over the middle. It's deflected and incomplete. Knocked down, it looked like, by Kyle Terrio.
Yeah, good job. Again, the Panthers haven't had a lot of success throwing the ball, and they haven't done it a lot this year. And their completion ratio is only around 45%. So you can see the young man, he's not a tall guy by any stretch, and he has a hard time, as demonstrated there, just getting it over the line.
Cowan's 0 for 3 tonight, in fact, has not completed a pass. Clock stops at 7:03. It'll be second down now and 10 for Navarro. Pitch left, it's Slyer. He has nowhere to go. In fact, he didn't get it past the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, right defensive end for the Texans, Kai Hendricks, did a great job getting penetration, cutting off his route, forced him to try to cut back inside, and he was met immediately by the linebacker there. No gain.
Of course, stay with us at halftime. We'll try to throw it out there and let you enjoy some of that Wimberley marching band. Talk about a few things. Third down and 10 now, Navarro. 6.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Back to throw is Cowan. He's in trouble. Scrambling right, still on his feet, looking, and now he's going to be brought down and sacked in the backfield for a loss of 2. That's Blake Guidry who pulled him down.
Yeah, he was scrambling for his life back there. He looked like he was trying to hit L.J. Anderson that came out on the left side over there from the wide receiver spot, but he was under pressure from the entire time as he was moving over. Nowhere to go.
Burt Schell now is back deep, along with Dennis Smith, to return this punt. And they're standing at, Burt Schell is about the 35, and Smith is at the 40. And they're going to rugby-style kick it again. Burt Schell is going to catch it right at the 39-yard line. Big block by Smith. 45, spins forward, and out to the 49-yard line is Hunter Burt Schell, and Dennis Smith just obliterated someone in blocking for his teammate there.
Yeah, and he actually blocked two guys. He pushed one guy that was coming toward him, almost pushed him backwards, and then stepped forward and got another one.
Sort of a bowling pin kind of a deal. So with 5:37 left to play in the first half, Randy, Wimberley has a chance to really lock down its grasp of this game, leading it already 14-0. Plenty of time for more scoring here for the Texans.
Yeah, you would like to see them this time very purposefully move the ball down the field, error-free. No penalties, no mistakes. Make some nice completions and see if we can get the ball moved down the field.
Lambert will be in the shotgun at his own 49-yard line. Back to throw, looking deep, looking over the middle, and he overshot Hunter Burt Schell. It's incomplete.
And the ball was thrown a little bit high that time. Pretty good defense from the Panthers. James Eveld there, sophomore cornerback for the Panthers.
Lambert now 4 of 9, Randy. Not a really good completion percentage, but he's hit on some big plays here tonight. 76 yards. He's averaging almost 20 yards a completion.
Well, and if you bring back the 50-yard strike earlier, if you're able to add that in, it would be more an on-par performance for him tonight.
Second down and 10. The clock stopped at 5:32 left to play in the first half. Gives it to Wilson. Wilson's running out of running room. He's trying to spin forward, but he ends up losing a yard. It'll be third down and 11 now.
Yeah, well, Wilson was lined up on Lambert's right side. He handed off to him, initially trying to go left, and there was nothing there, and he tried to bounce back to the right. And good penetration by the Panther defensive front to make him lose a yard.
And give the Panthers credit, Randy, for rushing defense here tonight. Trinity Wilson, 5 carries, 11 yards. So they've obviously come into the game tonight determined to stop the Wimberley ground game at least.
Yeah, and they do have some big guys up there. Brandon Doherty, I see him out there working hard to keep his team pumped up, and he certainly fires off the ball well.
Rolling right is Lambert. Looking deep, throwing deep, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to hit Davis Holloman. So it'll be fourth down now and 11.
Yeah, Lambert never was really able to get his feet set that time when I rolled to the right, threw the ball probably 5 yards out of bounds, wasn't even catchable.
So Burt Schell will stand at his own 35-yard line and punt the football away, and Navarro will get the ball again here in the first half.
Nice to see him pin them back in their own end zone like they did a couple possessions ago.
Anderson is deep for Navarro to receive the punt. He's way back at his own 10. I think he's too far back there, isn't he? Maybe not. Nope. Good punt by Burt Schell. LJ knew exactly what he was doing. He catches the ball at the three, drops it, and recovers it near the goal line. Goodness. Usually the rule is inside the 10, you let it go. He caught it. And now Navarro has the ball inside their own one-yard line, Randy.
Well, he did. He was set up on the 10-yard line.
Should have been deeper.
Had to take 8 steps back, and then he didn't catch it. He kind of fumbled it, and ended up falling on it. And what a terrible position for the Panthers.
What a punt by Burt Schell. And
can't credit the wind. The flag here is limp as can be on hanging on the mast over there.
Well, this is going to be a quarterback sneak. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Bat?
Yeah.
They have to.
They're on the inch line down there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to.
They can't do a whole lot, I'll tell you that.
They're going to hand it off to Eric Schleyer on a little quick handoff.
Hey, you're right. Look at there. Schleyer, quick handoff. May have picked up a yard, and actually I think that's Zane Conlon.
Yeah, you're right.
The running back picks up a yard. It'll be second down and 9.
He tried to go left, which is the defensive right, and they did a good job tackling him right there. It looks like even if he got a yard.
Burt Schell and Weldon Nelms in a kind of an animated conversation down here on the sideline. That's kind of interesting. I think he's talking about that pass route down there because Weldon is doing all the talking, and Burt Schell is just shaking his head and saying, yes, sir, yes, sir. I don't think Hunter is doing a lot of talking. I think this is kind of a one-way conversation.
He's learning.
Here's the turn, the give up the middle. That's Conlon again. He's got a lot of yardage out beyond the 10-yard line, but flags have fallen in the backfield.
Yeah, that's a movement there in the backfield.
Yep, that's what it is, movement.
Shift.
So that'll back Navarro up even further. 3:48 remaining in the first half, and obviously if Wimberley can hold the Panthers here, Randy, they'll have excellent field position.
Yeah, nice run that time, though. I didn't get the name of the ball carrier that last time. That was a big man carrying the ball. I believe we might see that again. If that wouldn't have been brought back, he would have been pretty close to the first down, Mike.
Yeah, that was a good run. I think he would have had it. As it is, the ball sits again at the one-yard line. And if it's half of this, is that the one-yard line or the?
It almost looks like the nose of the ball is touching the goal line.
So second down and 10. Inside the 1 yard line is Navarro, and they're going to try to give it right up, straight up the middle. That's Schleyer. He picks up 3 yards out to the 4 yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Connor Kaufman was in there on that tackle to bottle him up.
I've noticed also on this sideline that Brennan Blakemore is down there talking to Lambert for a while, too. Of course, Blakemore is in his civvies tonight with a pectoral injury. Third down now, and 7 to go for the first down. The clock now running inside 3 minutes. Just went inside the three-minute mark. Back to throw, and scrambling out of his own end zone is the new quarterback. That's Chris Seestack, who's now in the game at quarterback, and he's brought down right at the 1 yard line. And now the Panthers will have to punt out of their own goal line, and that whole rugby punt deal. Let's see how this works, because they won't have nearly as much room to operate in that end zone, Randy. It's going to be kind of dicey for the Panthers.
Not at all. On that last play, nice job by that left defensive end, Connor Kaufman, to get in there and make that tackle.
Snap is a good one, and the punt is off. It's a line drive, takes a hop. Burt Schell gets it at the 30. Moving left to the 25, spins forward down to close to the 20-yard line is Burt Schell, and that's where he is brought down. And you talk about your good field position, Randy. The other team's 20. That's a pretty good field position.
Right. On that last possession, the Texans started here, about the 50-yard line, and we were hoping that they could move the ball down the field with purpose, and they were 4 and out. So let's see this time with the ball set up on the 20. Maybe they can have some luck.
Right at the 20-yard line. 2 minutes and 10 seconds they have to operate with. Lambert, the quarterback, of course. Shotgun formation. He has Trinity Wilson to his right. Wide receivers all over the place. Three over there, one over here. Dennis Smith, in fact, is lined up wide left. Lambert's going to roll right. Rolling. And now he's going to flip it over the middle and incomplete. And he's lucky that one didn't get picked off.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It looked like he was maybe trying to throw it to Reed Jones, but the Panthers were in a zone coverage down there, defending very well. Ball flew high over Reed Jones' head, who was probably 15 yards down the field.
Smith now is coming off as he, as they give the play signal to the offense. Of course, obviously, the clock stops on the incompletion, 2:04 remaining. Second down and 10 from the 20. Lambert again from the shotgun. Colby Kelly and Trinity Wilson. Wilson has it off left tackle. Tries to spin forward. He's got about 4 yards down to the 16-yard line. It'll be third down and 6.
Yeah, Boone Blair and a fellow Panther there bottled him up right at the line of scrimmage. We've seen him do that with so much success in the past, and they did a good job penetrating the gap that time and bottling him up.
Big, big play here now on third down and 6 from the 16-yard line. Burchell is going to be lined up wide right. Davis Holloman is in the slot next to him on that far sideline. Jones is over here. Reed Jones wide left. Lambert will turn and give it to Trinity Wilson. Left side, 15, look out. 10, 5, touchdown, Trinity Wilson, 16 yards.
Well done. They tried to go just off the left tackle with Wilson on that previous play, and this time it went wide around the end, and he once he found the sideline, there he goes.
And, Randy, it didn't look like he had a lot of room on that sideline. I'm not sure how he was able to stay in bounds.
That's right. The ball started on the left hash, and the play went to the left, and, boy, once he got around the corner, though, he had room to go.
Avila Tano now. Albert Tano will come in and try to tack on the extra point. And it's a line driver, and it's good. And with 1:15 left to play in the second quarter, Wimberley now leads it 21-0. And that's how you do it. When you get the ball on the other team's 20, Randy, you just march it right in the end zone.
That's right. Give it to your running back. Let him find that edge and watch him go. I'm sure Coach Nelms is very happy going into the halftime with a 21-0 lead. And more surprising is how much time this first half that the Texans have controlled the ball.
Yeah, they really have. And, of course, that's the drawback, too, when you have a running offense like Navarro has. You get down 3 touchdowns, that's a pretty steep hill to climb to get back in the game.
Oh, that's right. And their passing game, obviously, is struggling. Not everybody has a Lambert as a high school quarterback, do they?
No, they certainly do not. Avila now will kick off for the Texans. Lambert has scored tonight. Colby Kelly has scored. Trinity Wilson has scored. All on the ground for the Texans, who are beating the Panthers at their own game, kind of, as you mentioned, Randy.
That's right.
21-0 at Irwin Lee Field here in Geronimo. Here's the kickoff, Avila. It's kind of a short one. It's going to bounce on the 15-yard line and go out of bounds on that far sideline. Flag on the play, of course, when the kickoff goes out of bounds, and Navarro will take over with 1:15 remaining in the first half. I'm not sure what Navarro can do in this second half. Obviously, they're going to try to drive it down and score here, Randy, but assuming they do not score, what do you think their mindset will be? They'll get the football first in the second half.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're down 3 touchdowns. They have to stay with their game, what it is. I think Schleyer certainly has the opportunity to bust one open. We've seen that. And, again, I didn't get the gentleman's name here on the last possession that they had, but he had a nice run for 10 or 15 yards right up the gut. So you can't help but think that they have the potential.
C-Stack is now, he remains in the game at quarterback. Came in and took over for Colin Cowan. The give up the middle is to Slyer, who's able to pick up a couple of yards.
Yeah, they keep trying to run there on that the left defensive side of the Texans toward Connor Kaufman, and he's doing a great job penetrating, filling up the hole.
Rolling left to C-Stack. He's just going to run it now. He turns it inside and stretches it out to the 34-yard line, a pickup of 4.
Alden Mann that time in hot pursuit to bring him down.
And once again, the Wimberley defense doing an excellent job against the run here, Randy. And I believe Wimberley took this timeout. 47 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes here with you at Irwin Lee Field.
You mentioned earlier some of the, obviously a lot of interest in the playoffs and who's going to the playoffs. A lot of implications of this game, especially for the Panthers actually going into the game tonight. if for some unforeseen reason Wembley would have lost this game and next week against Burnie, they still would have made the playoffs. In fact, an irony of ironies, they probably would have went in tied with Canyon Lake, and if that were to happen, which I don't see that happening tonight now. But
that's right.
Anyway, they're almost a sure thing because they beat Canyon Lake earlier.
Third down and six now for Navarro. You're going to be asked to explain that in even greater detail at halftime, Randy. Here's C-Stack, throws it over the middle, picked off and dropped. Oh, incomplete. And that was Alden Mann who, he wanted that interception so bad. They threw it right between the five and the two, and Alden couldn't come up with it. Incomplete.
There's a reason he's a linebacker, not a receiver.
That's right.
He's obviously frustrated himself, but he was in perfect position that time. Not that well a thrown ball, but it was thrown hard, and he was surprised to see it hit his chest and bounce
off. That's right. It got in there to him before he knew what was happening.
But back to the playoffs, again, one of the interesting things is who in the playoffs in the first round, who we would play. And so we'll get an update this week because Lampasas and Liberty Hill are both 3-0, and they're playing tonight, and it could have some implications.
And here's a fourth down play, and the give is off left tackle. They're going to go for it, and Wimberley stops them at the 37-yard line. The Texans now will take over with 34 seconds remaining in the first half.
L.J. Anderson that time tried to go around the left side. Nothing doing there. You can't help but think with 34 seconds on the field, Texans are going to put a little air underneath the ball and see if they can't get back in the end zone.
Oh, sure. Why not? 34 seconds. 21-0. Wimberley leads it. And Weldon Nelms now with his offense gathering around him. The ball is resting at the Navarro 37-yard line. First down and 10. Again, 34 seconds remaining in the first half. Wimberley already with a 3-touchdown lead. Trying to add to that lead here. Lambert shotgun. He's going to pass. Back to throw, good protection, and now the protection breaks down, and he is stopped at the 42-yard line, a quick timeout by the Texans.
Yeah, it looks like Brad Rodriguez had his block, and then he lost control of his block, and the man slipped away and hit Lambert in the back, and Lambert was kind of lucky to hold that onto that ball and not drop it as hard as he was hit in the back.
Well, it surprised me because Lambert, as you mentioned, stepped up into the pocket. Maybe if he had stayed deeper, that guy might not have broken loose. Maybe he got him because he stepped up and he was able to get to him.
Well, you could see the frustration in Brad Rodriguez's body language that he knew he had lost his man there.
Weldon Nelm showed a little frustration in his body language as well, Randy. By the way, your body language tonight is awesome. Excellent. I rate that as an A, an A minus. I can't give you an A plus because you want to be able to improve everything about yourself.
You're talking Coach Nelms or me?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
You've had great body language the whole night.
We're actually in a broadcast booth tonight.
That's right. Imagine that. Second down and 15 now for the Texans. 29 seconds remaining. Lambert in the shotgun again, and he'll drop to throw. Looking left, pressure, screen pass over the middle. Look out, it's Smith. 35-30, down to the 25, still on his feet and stretching forward to the 20 is Dennis Smith. And that was a big play of 22 yards.
And a late flag comes in there. Looks like they're going to add probably 15 yards to the end of that. It's going to put the ball way down in the Navarro territory. Yeah, what a fine athletic run. It's just amazing to watch him when he gets the ball because he runs. He's so elusive. He's just so many moves, but he's also so powerful.
He was stretching that ball forward too, Randy. He was trying to get as much as he could.
And a late hit came in there at the end.
And that's what they're talking about over there on that far sideline.
It's like Coach Goad may not agree with the call.
No, Les is not too happy now over on the far sideline. It's hard to keep these coaches happy sometimes, isn't it, Randy?
It's a very thankless job for that umpire that has to run up and down the line judge up here on this side or either side.
Definitely a personal foul against Navarro, so this will put it, heck, down there close to the 10-yard line, Randy.
It looks like Navarro is going to take a timeout and talk about that.
They're going to put it at the 10-yard line or just outside the 10. I think the Texans will be able to get a first down inside the one, but that's probably an irrelevant deal with 17 seconds left. 21-0, Wimberley leads it. Texans with the ball at the Navarro 10-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many timeouts the Texans have left here. The Panthers took this one, but I believe the Texans have at least one.
Texans have one, I believe, Randy. I know they've taken one at least. You were in charge of keeping up with timeouts, by the way, Randy. Did I tell you that before the game?
No, but I'll do a better job second half.
You're doing great.
You can't help but believe maybe a little handoff to Trinity Wilson around that outside edge again that they were successful with the last time they were down in this area.
Lambert has Wilson to his left in the backfield. Shotgun again. Turns, fakes it to Wilson, looking, and now he's going to throw it out to Wilson, wide open, and he couldn't make the catch. It was underthrown because Lambert was having all kinds of pressure.
That's right. Chris Sestock was all over him. When Lambert turned around, he rolled out to his left, and when he turned around, right in his face were two Panther defenders, and it was all he could do to get the ball away, and it fell a little short.
And it may have been a break, actually, for Wimberly that it fell short because it was short of the end zone, so the clock would have stopped running. Now, as it is, it's 11 seconds, and the Texans will get at least one more shot here, and probably two. They'll probably throw this one in the end zone, Randy.
They've got the receivers
back
spread
to throw,
out to do it.
Throwing left. He's throwing it up high to the corner of the end zone. Caught, but out of bounds in the back of the end zone. Is that Hunter Burchell again?
That was Hunter Burchell, and what a beautiful catch that time. He reached, jumped up over the top of the defender, but he was just outside the back corner of the end zone.
Yeah, he was clearly outside that end zone, and the time it ran out, although neither team is leaving, may have had a flag on the play.
Well, there was 11 seconds on the clock, and it's hard to believe that took 11 seconds.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. You're right about that. It was 11 seconds, and it definitely was not an 11-second play.
No. They're going to maybe put 4 seconds back on the clock.
Yeah, they're going to put some time on the clock here. So Wimberly will have one more shot here on the last play of the half.
That was a good call there by the refs.
Miles Blackwell, our spotter, Randy, has come up with yet another one of those little footballs that the cheerleaders throw.
Well, he must have somewhere in his room, he must have a shelf that's just full of those little balls because every week he gets another one.
His room has a lot of stuff in it. Let's just put it that way. Avila now is going to try the field goal here, Randy. It's going to be a 26-yarder. Tano Avila. The hold is good. The kick is up. It's long enough. It's up. And it is good. 26-yarder on the last play of the first half. Nice job, Tano.
He's perfect. 100%. 2 for 2 on the field goals.
How about that? So we are at halftime at Irwin Lee Field, and our score is Wimberly 24 and Navarro nothing. And we'll be back with our halftime show here after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberly Texans football on WimberlyRadio.com.
Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Lube in San Marcos, offering full-service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at ConleyCarWash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season. This Wimberly football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. This Wimberly football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberly, Texas, or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberly schools and Texan football.